there's a lot to talk about with Chris, and a lot of it involves playing the what if game. You know, here we've done that kind of what if sort of scenarios in our brains with Cornell men's and women's hockey, both ranked number one in the country, with Cornell men's lacrosse ranked number two in the country. And obviously you do it with our local high school basketball teams, the Newfield Trojans and the Marathon Olympians, who are playing in the Class D boys basketball state tournament. So a lot to get to with Chris as he joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Chris, as always, thanks so much for the time, my friend. First and foremost, how's the family doing? Are you guys all doing well, hopefully?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're healthy.
Good.
You know, my kids are doing their fair share of schoolwork, and we're doing our fair share of playing around. That's the benefit of having dad be a PE teacher. but we're doing well, I think. So we're good. Hanging in there.
Good to hear. Do you think about the what ifs and what could have beens with this team? I know I'm hitting you with a hard question to start things off, but I find myself doing that with your team and Marathon and all the other teams, as I just mentioned. Do you find yourself doing that sort of same what could have been sort of thing, that game in your head?
Yeah. We say, you know, I think that's natural. We, you know, we try not to focus too much on it, but it's there, you know, and especially because we had six seniors, you know, three of which are in the starting lineup, and they don't get to play high school basketball again, so their career's done. But we spend a fair amount of time also, Nick, making sure that we understand in life that interscholastic athletics is just a minute detail. It's important and it matters because of all the work that you put in and you play with passion and you prepare. But if we frame it in a way where we help kids understand that it is just a game. And it's disappointing. It's not how we wanted our season to end, obviously. But we spend a little bit of time thinking about what ifs. You know, I watch old game tapes, and the guys watch old game tapes on our huddle app and things of that nature. And I think it's just natural to think about what if, especially when you look at who our opponent was. And we really liked the matchup against that team. So it's not like you look at that opponent and go, wow, we have to play our absolute best to get to where we want to get to. And it was a pretty good matchup for us, which I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but it is what it is.
You mentioned how that state regional matchup was going to be against Weedsport. Are you willing to share the message that you gave your team when states were first postponed about 18 days ago and it went on this postponed indefinitely sort of idea? Because I'm assuming a lot of people in the community felt like, hey, maybe there is a shot that we do get these state tournament games in.
Yeah, I mean, we were holding on to a little bit of a hope that we would still have the opportunity to play. But, you know, I'm always realistic with them. And what I told them was, if it's a couple weeks down the road, 2-3 weeks from when this postponement was, then there's a good chance. But, you know, the longer it's delayed, obviously, the more difficult it becomes. And so, you know, they were kind of mentally prepared. That's the very first conversation that we had, and so I just wanted to make sure they were aware and could had some time to be able to process and could understand what that would mean for us as a basketball team.
When was the last time that you were able to meet with the team?
We met, let's see, Friday, the week of the postponement. So
yeah.
They still wanted to get together. You know, they still wanted to, they're a real tight team and they play hard for each other. They enjoy, each other's company. And so they still wanted to compete against each other and some scrimmage and continue to just play basketball a little bit. So, you know, that was good. And then we still stay in touch through messaging and things of that nature. But they're struggling a little bit right now with, you know, in Ithaca not being able to play basketball because they went and took all the rims off the backboards and stuff like that. And, I understand all of those things, but given what happened to the kids with the cancellation of the season and not being able to do anything is really difficult, I think, for them.
Yeah, we're chatting with Chris Bubble, head coach of the Newfield Boys basketball team here on BTL. You mentioned your six seniors. You mentioned the difficulty of all of this. But what about guys specifically like Josh Wood and LaRon Boykin? And the reason I mentioned them, and not to single just them out of all your seniors, but they were guys who were able to find success playing in the state tournament, helping you guys reach the Final Four back in 2018 as sophomores. I feel like for them, it just had to have been crushing, knowing that it's their senior season, their last shot at a state title, which they came pretty close to a few years back, and it's just snatched away from them.
Yeah, they are two guys who were playing really, really well for us through the sectional tournament. I'm looking forward to what it is that we can do continuing on. And Josh and LaRon, both smart kids, great players. They impress me because they understand that their basketball career is now over, but they've mentally and emotionally tried to turn the page to what it is that's next in their lives. And so we don't know immediately what it's going to be. When can we go back to school? We're hoping that we can get back there in a month-ish or so. And they can be celebrated as seniors and graduate from high school and do their prom and all of that kind of stuff. And when it will get difficult, not only I think for them, but for me, Nick, to be honest, is when we have a celebration of the basketball team and we have to then, now that we've moved on, come back and be able to process all over again everything that happened and celebrate our team and have a banquet celebration. And then I think that becomes difficult because when you move on, because we're not seeing each other anymore, you have to come back to it as we celebrate what we did, and we did accomplish a lot and had a great season. So I think there are lots of things that we can celebrate given that there's a lot of negatives that's happening right now in our country.
What has the response from the community been like?
I think kind of collectively, they were disappointed at first, just like everyone, just like the players, myself. But I made a post, kind of a message or a letter to the guys, noting some of the things that we accomplished and focusing on celebrating that and understanding when you see and you put down on paper kind of the things that we accomplished. We didn't have the end result necessarily. However, there was an incredible season, one that you could hold up and say, wow, this was a really great basketball team, and the finish might not have been what we were hoping, but we ended with a win. And typically, that usually only happens when you're the state champion. So to end with a win, even though it's not necessarily the win you're hoping, is something that you can celebrate as well. I think, Nick, it, along with all the other stuff that they accomplished.
Well, I do want to talk about that win for a hot second because mm-hmm. I got to be on the call of that game mm-hmm. with Joe Gladyszewski. Mm-hmm. And in typical Newfield fashion, it's a gritty, hard-fought win inside a loud gymnasium with a crazy crowd. How rewarding is it to know that was your last game? Obviously, it's tough to reflect on this sort of stuff, I'm sure, at these moments. But knowing that you're able to win a game like that caliber of a stage, and in the fashion that you did, holding off a really tough team that's coached by John Fazzari. How rewarding is that like?
I think it's very rewarding. People, before we even played that game, people have said to me, wow, you guys, you give up big leads and you kind of have to grind it out. And, one of the things that I always say to people is we've been there and done that. It's not my favorite way to win basketball games. Obviously, we'd love to. We were up maybe 18 or 19 on Watkins Glen or something like that. We'd prefer to win by 18 or 19, but things happen. And, when you're playing good basketball teams, they're going to go on a run. And when the game is tight and it's a one or two possession game, we feel really comfortable knowing what to do and executing in those situations. And it's not even just during games, Nick, because in practice, I put them in those situations all of the time. Yeah. We spend time in practice, you know, we're up three with 30 seconds left. What do we do? And we run through many situations in practice, so they're very comfortable with that. You know, and it makes it exciting. I think we have, you guys called a couple of our games this year that were, when I reflect on them, it's really how high school basketball should be, right? Yeah. The game that we played at Marathon, neither team played great, but we were both grinding, playing hard, leaving it all on the floor. The IEC championship game again against Marathon, same kind of a scenario. And then the Watkins Glen game, there's a couple others that I could think of too. But to be able to win those games in the environments that they were in, the Candor sectional games, the sold-out gym at our place, you know, and the sectional championship against Watkins Glen, the gym was at Cindy Cortland, was absolutely crazy. But that's how high school basketball is supposed to be. And so I'm glad that we can execute in those situations. You know, we've had our fair share also of not being able to execute in those situations. And thankfully, it's just not when it matters most, like the sectional final, for instance.
Yeah. Chris, I'll let you run on this. Your favorite memory from this past season? I know that's probably a really difficult question to answer, but what is it?
Man, there's so many. For me, I think the joy on the kids' faces, and you could see it a little bit, when we did secure the sectional championship game against Watkins Glen. The joy to not only win the sectional championship and what that means, but also just having played a fantastic basketball game and played your hearts out for 32 minutes and enjoyed being a kid and playing basketball, the game that they all love, and seeing your hard work pay off in the end.
That's great. Hey, Chris, as always, I really appreciate the time. We all do. Thanks so much for giving us a really memorable season of Section 4 basketball this year. And make sure you and your family stay well during these times, okay?
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate you guys, man. Keep doing a great job. I wish you well also.